Chile is your home of the hottest hits, and these two legendary boys from Tasmania, Nick Wolf and Tom, the brothers have come up with this little chestnut. It's called Anybody Ever. Oh, phenomenal anthem.
Love it.
To add to their already impressive list. And Tom joins us right now. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, mate. How you doing?
Very good, mate. That's so vibrant and retro as well. I like it.
I think we definitely got lost in the time machine somewhere. But it's great, mate. You know, it's just so cool to do something a little bit different than probably people think we're known for, you know, normally. So it's been fun. It's been really fun to have this one out. And people seem to be enjoying it. So that's a good sign.
And I know the film clip was something that you two were bragging a lot about at your live show here in Launceston. It's a pretty far out concept. Where on earth did that come from?
Look, credit where credit is due. That is totally Nick Wolf. He came up with all of that. He actually even went as far to do drawings. I wish this was a visual thing so I could show people the drawings he sent through. They were just so bad. But anyway, we came up with this concept, and then that was it. We found this guy could animate it. This guy in Spain actually animated this. And for people who don't know what we're talking about, basically think of Mario Brothers, but it's me and Nick. It's the Wolf Brothers. And it's kind of that, and it's fun. It's really fun. Look, we had to sort of think outside the box with COVID, not being able to travel and do normal things that we normally would film clips. So I think we've come up with a pretty different creative idea.
Yeah, I think so too, because the film clip's great, and it brings back a lot of memories for me playing the Super Nintendo or the Atari. Did you boys do that while you were growing up?
Yeah, well, that Atari, there's a little Atari in the music video, and that's ours. That was when we were kids. You know? It's a great thing and a negative thing in my family. No one's ever thrown anything out. So it's literally the Super Nintendo, the Sega, the Atari's still there. But, you know, there's also sheds full of absolute rubbish. So you've got to kind of make a choice somewhere. But look, I'm glad they kept it. That's all I can say.
I know it's been blurred in the film clip. There's a couple of blue cans. Where are the red ones?
Hey, I went up to Mix the other night in Launceston, and we did a live stream event thing for these festivals we're doing next year, and I just wanted to be on the record to say that I actually drank Bogues Red. I had 3 Bogues Red cans with Nick in Launceston.
Okay, so, I'll accept
that. I don't discriminate. I will still drink Cascade in Tunbridge, but if I'm past Tunbridge, I will drink Bogues.
If I go to Tunbridge, I'm turning around and coming back.
I like to support all businesses. You know, all businesses.
Yeah, well, we want to make you a Launcestonian. What would it take for you to come up here and be with Nick?
I don't know. I think the band's been a lot better since we've lived at each end of the state.
It must be tricky, though, being in this group with your brother. Like, how on earth? Because I know I'm one of 5 girls, and we would absolutely not be able to do it.
Look, we're very lucky that we do get on so well. I think, you know, the one great thing is you just know how to read each other so well, and you can be brutally honest, which often happens, and Nick will say, well, it's more like Nick telling me to stop doing something or stop being an idiot. We can be brutally honest, and then 2 minutes later it's forgotten about and we're still doing what we're doing, and there's no grudges or anything. I think that's really important because we both have the same goal. We're trying to make the best music we can. We're trying to do the most entertaining gigs we can. You know, it's all them same goals. So I think when we're doing it, we're always thinking, what's going to make this the best, you know? So I think that's while we get on. I will say, though, it was nice to have 3 months apart during the COVID.
And you're going to be happy with getting back on stage. You're live in the church as well, the acoustic performance. Were you stoked with that?
Mate, I was really great. And it was, one, that's St. John's Church in Launceston. Like, that is an incredible live music venue. Like, it's nothing else quite like it. And for us to do that type of show, like an acoustic sort of more storytelling show, it kind of feels like live music is coming back. That's something we're really happy about. And I think by the time that we get to summer, hopefully 2021, there'll be gigs on, there'll be full steam ahead, and we'll be able to do pretty much what we were doing.
We'll be playing this on the airwaves, Anybody Ever. It's by the Wolf Brothers. Very 80s vibe. Man, I need some big hair. Some spandex.
You need a mullet. I've got a mullet now, Dan.
Bleach it. Go for Dermot Brereton.
Have the dark beard.
Yes! Akamatis, eat your heart out.
Yeah, look like Dog the Bounty Hunter. Ah, Tom, it's always a pleasure, mate. Wolfbrothers.com for more music, and we'd love to see you touring very soon, but thanks for taking time out. We're loving the new single, Anybody Ever.
Guys, always great to chat. Thanks so much.